This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم الصلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون بنصر الله ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم صدق الله العظيم سورة الروم سورة مكية was revealed before the hijrah and the surah speaks about the wars that took place between the Byzantine, the Eastern Roman, and the Sasanian, the Persian empires. So if we say Byzantine, we mean Roman, and Sasanian, we mean Persian. And there were many battles, but this surah speaks about two battles in particular, the battle of Adriat and Nineveh. Adriat, when the Persians had the upper hand over the Romans, and then Nineveh, when the Romans defeated the Persians. So it begins, Alif Lam Mim, Al-Huruf Al-Muqatta'at, the broken letters, of which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the real meaning. What we know about Alif Lam Mim or Taha, Yasin, Alif Lam Mim, Saad, etc. We know that this is part of the miraculous nature of the Quran. That when the Kufar Quraysh heard these letters, they were being challenged. That these are the letters of your alphabet, Al-Huruf Al-Hijaiyah, your Arabic alphabet. So bring the like thereof, of what is being recited, of this Quran. So they would hear Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. So going beyond the broken letters of which only Allah Subhanahu wa Taala knows the true meaning, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says غلبت الروم. غلبت, this is مبني للمجهول, meaning Rome has been defeated. Rome has been defeated. في أدنى الأرض, at the lowest part of the earth. This is near the town of Busra, and some argue closer towards the Dead Sea, being the lowest part of the earth. Fi adna al-ard. We don't know for sure. Fi adna al-ard. Wahum min ba'di ghalabihim sayaghlibun. And they, after their defeat, will defeat. After their defeat, they will defeat. Meaning, after the Romans have been defeated by the Persians, the Romans will then, fi bid'i sinin, in the next ayah, bid' is any number between 3 and 9. Any number between 3 and 9. We know that the battle of Adriat, which is where the Romans were successful in defeating the Afwan, when the Persians were successful in defeating the Romans, was roughly around the year 614. And they suffered then their defeat at the hands of the Romans by Hiraql. Hiraql was the Byzantine emperor at the time. And Sabur was the Siros of the Persian Empire at the time when they defeated them in 622. In 622 at the Battle of Nainawa. The Battle of Nainawa. In actual fact, Sayyidina Abu Bakr took a bet with Ubay ibn Khalaf al-Jumahi, one of the leaders of Quraysh, of the from the Mushrikeen. He was a Mushrik. And but they had an alliance with the Persians, being a Mushrik nation themselves, a nation that associated partners in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, if you want to speak technically, then we look at the Trinity in Christianity, and what worse kind of shirk can you get than that? لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثٍ. Indeed, they have disbelieved, those that say that God is three in one. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثٍ. That He is the third of a Trinity. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحَ بْنُ مَرْيَمٍ. Indeed, they have disbelieved those that say that Jesus, the son of Mary, that He is God, that He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's from a technical perspective. But in terms of who is closer, then of course Ahl-Kitab are closer than the Majus, than the Zoroastrians of Persia, and the idol worshippers of Makkah at the time. Ahl-Kitab, of course, much closer. Even though they have strayed, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, when you really study your history of Scripture and in terms of the metamorphosis of faith and ideology, then undoubtedly Judaism and Christianity, their origin is Islam. The origin of Judaism and Christianity is Islam. The Jews, they strayed from the path. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. They belied the signs of Allah. وَيَقَتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. They killed the prophets without any just cause. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَسَوْا. They disobeyed Allah. وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. And they transgressed His boundaries. They even tried to kill Isa ibn Maryam. In as far as the Christians, what did they do? They invented a new religion. And Paul even admits it. The Christians quote Paul as saying, if the glory of God has abounded through my lie, why am I still judged as a sinner? Anyway, that's another topic for another time. But the bottom line is that the Muslims felt closer in terms of supporting a Rome, and the Mushrikeen of Makkah felt closer in terms of supporting the Persians. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what He revealed in Surah Ar-Rum. غُلِبَتْ الرُّوم. Rum has been defeated. 614, Battle of Adri'at. And فِي أَدْنَ الْأَرْضِ, the lowest part of the earth. وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلِيمٍ سَيَغْلِبُونَ. And after their defeat, they will then defeat the Persians. فِي بِدْعِ سِنِينَ, in a few years, meaning from 3 to 9. From 3 to 9. It was about 8 years. It was about 8 years, from 614 to 621, 622. في بدع سنين. لله الأمر من بعد. عفوا. لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد. لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد. To Allah belongs the matter. Before and after. In other words, nobody is victorious and nobody is defeated except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min fawq as-sab'a tibaq, from above the seventh heaven, when those two letters come together, al-kafi wa noon, kun fayakun. Nothing happens except with this command. Nothing. No atom comes into existence. No atom goes out of existence. إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ أَن نَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Without any exception. Without any exception. So not just for for rizq, you know, or for children being born, or people dying. No, without any exception. In other words, for every single matter, in love and in war, in life and in death, in sustenance and in hunger, the matter belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ. Without any exception, our word to something, when we want it to happen, is to say to it, be and it is. Be and it is. The Persians defeated the Romans. After 7 or 8 years, be and it is. The Romans defeated the Persians. And so on and so forth. That is how it has been, and that is how it is, and that is how it will be until the last hour. لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ. To Allah belongs the matter before and after. وَيَوْمَئِذٍ. And on that day, meaning the day when the Romans defeat the Persians, what will happen? يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The believers will be, they will be overjoyed. The believers will be overjoyed. بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. With the victory of Allah, meaning the fact that Allah aided them. The fact that Allah aided the kuffar. Does Allah aid kuffar? Jamaatul Muslimin, Allah even helps kuffar against the Muslimin. When? Abu Darda, that's what he said. Sahabi, one of the greatest of the Sahaba, radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu wa arda. After the victory that the Muslimin had attained on one of the islands in the Mediterranean. We don't know exactly which island, whether it's Rhodes or Malta or Lesbos, one of the islands in the Mediterranean. And they had defeated the non-Muslims. And Abu Darda was sitting one side after the victory and he was crying. And so one of the Sahaba walked past him and said to him, do you cry on the day of victory, O Abu Darda? He said, na'am. He said, yes. He said, why? He said, abki li hali ha'ula an-nas. He said, I'm crying for the condition of those people. And he pointed to who? He pointed to the kuffar. I'm crying for their condition. Lamma asallaha makkanana Allahu min riqabihim fantasarna alayhim. When they disobeyed Allah, Allah strengthened us and aided us and granted us victory over them. وَأَخْشَى الْيَوْمَ الَّذِي نَأْسِ اللَّهَ فِيهِ فَيُمَكِّنُهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ رِقَابِنَا فَيَنْتَصِرُونَ عَلَيْنَا. So I fear the day, he said, when we shall disobey Allah, and then Allah will strengthen them and aid them and grant them victory over us. It's been happening too often lately. Anyway, Jamaatul Muslimin, bin Nasrillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yansuru man yasha. Why? Because in the day, Allah aids whoever He wants to aid. Allah helps whoever He wants to help. Wa huwa al-azizur rahim. For He is the Almighty, the Most Merciful. Even in the so-called, and there's debate about it, but the so-called defeat of the Muslims in the Battle of Uhud. I know some scholars say we don't call it a defeat. Because in actual fact, in what happened, there was mercy for the believers. I mean, we can take it on a very mundane and simple level. Sickness. Nobody wants to be sick. Yet in sickness itself, there is mercy. When that one Sahabiya, when she was sick, and the Prophet asked her, كيف حالكِ? And she answered, الحمى لا بارك الله فيها. She said, the fever, may Allah not bless the fever. In other words, she was cursing the fever. And so the Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا تسب الحمى. Don't curse the fever. فإنها Because what it does is, it purifies a person of sin, just like the fire purifies the metal of its impurities. That's why we mustn't lament over our defeats. Instead, we must realize that what has basically taken place is sunnatullah. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? With regards to his sunnah, sunnatullah fil ladhina khalaw min qablikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the order of Allah in those who have come before you. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبَدِيلًا. And you will never find an exchange for the sunnah of Allah. The way we behave, the way we treat others, and especially the way we treat each other. We are scratching in the sunnah of Allah. Because once we've thrown out that boomerang, it's coming back for us. Unless we repent and we return and we reconcile and we unite. Look how we lost Al-Andalus. Because two cousins, Amirs, were fighting each other. And the one Amir went to the Christians and said, I'll give you back 200 of your villages if you help me fight my cousin, my Muslim brother. And that was the beginning, 1236, of the Reconquista, which ended with the Muslims being totally expelled or having to change their religion in 1492 by Ferdinand and Isabella. And that's how we lost the Islamic Empire, the last Islamic Empire, the Ottoman Empire. Allah took it away. Allah aided the kuffar over us. Why? Because we fought each other. The Arabs and the Turks fought each other. Slaughtered each other. And so we lost everything, including Masjid al-Aqsa. If you want to know who is to blame, why the Al-Ard al-Muqaddasa, the Holy Land, the geographical Palestine is occupied today, we are to blame. Why is Masjid al-Aqsa in danger and under siege? We are to blame. Well, Jamaat al-Muslimin, the main point of my discussion today is the war in Ukraine. And my sister who lives in England, she was asking me, you know, what are my thoughts? And I said to her that my heart goes out to all the innocent victims of this kind of aggression. I said, my heart goes out. You know, we're sitting with what? What are we sitting with? And the two main opponents, if you like, is NATO and Russia. Basically, that's what we're looking at. NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, made up of 30 countries, and Russia. And it's not like Faris and Rum, if we are to look in terms of Ahl Kitab, because Russia today, the biggest religion in Russia is Orthodox Christianity. In actual fact, Putin belongs to the Orthodox Church in Moscow, Vladimir Putin. In the time of the Soviet Union, the official policy was atheism, or the official ideology was atheism in the Soviet Union. But today you can basically say, if you want to say in terms of the religion of the two sides, they're both basically Christians. And I'm not here to take sides. That's not the point of this lecture. What I wanted to display is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, in the Quran, Muslims looking at two non-Muslim entities fighting each other. and that they did pick a side, and at the end of the day, they were happy with the final result. In actual fact, Ubay ibn Khalaf al-Jumahi, he died before the Romans gained victory against the Persians. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr, this is before the verses came down against gambling. This is before the verses came down. Because the Prophet allowed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, allowed Abu Bakr to make the bet with Ubay ibn Khalaf about who's going to win. And so said Abu Bakr, he won, but Ubay ibn Khalaf had already died. In fact, he died in the Battle of Uhud. So, but he still went to go and get his winnings from the inheritors of Ubay ibn Khalaf, from his children. And then the Prophet told him, Tasaddaq bihi. Go and spend it in the path of Allah. But that was before the prohibition of gambling. So that was the Muslims basically looking on to these two non-Muslim entities fighting. And again, I go back to what I said to my sister. My heart goes out to the innocent victims of this aggression, to the refugees, those who have lost their loved ones, lost their homes. But I said to her, but what makes me sick to my stomach is the blatant hypocrisy of the world. Of the world. Starting with the United States of America and their allies. The Security Council and the General Assembly of the United Nations. The hypocrisy. That the whole world is up in arms. Because Russia has imposed on the territorial integrity of a sovereign nation. What about Iraq? Or before that, Afghanistan? And we have so many examples. Where was everybody when Putin, and at the time I was living with Chechens. I was living with Chechens, two brothers. I stayed with them in the same house in Damascus while Putin was bombing Grozny. Do you know that he killed half of the Chechen population in Chechnya? There was only 1 million Chechens. After he had finished with the second war, there were two wars. After the second war or invasion of Chechnya, Grozny was totally leveled. There was nothing left. And it is said that the casualties was half the Chechen population, 500,000 people. Where was the world then? Where's the world been for the last almost 11 years? While Putin has been aiding Bashar al-Assad, dropping barrel bombs and all sorts of other terrible ordinances, cluster bombs and vacuum bombs and who knows what, onto the innocent people of Syria. Where has the world been? I was watching an interview between Condoleezza Rice and an anchor of an American TV network. And this anchor was saying, you know, how can Russia invade a sovereign nation like this? This is a crime against humanity. And Condoleezza Rice, she paused, she swallowed, and she nodded. We live in a world of nifaq, of hypocrisy. And the blatant racism of these reporters from CBS saying this is not Iraq or Afghanistan, this is a relatively civilized nation. These are Europeans. The other guy said, oh, my heart bleeds because I see white people with blue eye and blonde hair dying. Sorry, that's how angry I am. With blonde hair and blue eyes, he said. Why didn't he... you get blonde and blue eyes in Syria as well. Why didn't he cry for them? This is a fadiha. A fadiha is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exposing them. And you know, Jamaatul Muslimin, I know I have to watch my time here. Who is the real, if you want to, I'm speaking from a geopolitical perspective now. Who is really at fault here? Just go onto the internet and do your research about the Warsaw Act or the Warsaw Pact and what happened and the assurances that were given by George Bush Sr. and his security advisor Robert Gates at the time, and by François Mitterrand, the president of France, and by Margaret Thatcher, and by John Major, who was the ambassador of Britain to Russia, and by Helmut Kohl, who was the Chancellor of Germany, of West Germany at the time. Remember 1989 when the Berlin Wall fell and the reunification of Germany? A cascade, you know it's a cascade? You know, one after the other, a cascade of assurances and promises were made. In fact, the Foreign Secretary at the time, James Baker, of the United States of America, he said that NATO shall not go one inch eastward. NATO will not go one inch eastward. How many Eastern Bloc nations from the old Soviet Union have joined NATO? And Russia has even asked, as much as we dislike Vladimir Putin and his escapades in the Muslim world and whatever other evil crimes he has committed. He even asked when he became Russia's president in 2000. In 2001, he even suggested that Russia would like to become a part of NATO to create more of a stable Europe, and they refused him. So there's more to it than what meets the eye, Jamaatul Muslimin. Again, there's also the threat of nuclear war looming. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let common sense prevail, if they have any of that left, because that is something that will devastate the whole world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jamaatul Muslimin, guide us to realize that we are in the end days. There's no more time for playing. There's no more time for dabbling with haram, whether it be substances or transactions. There's no more time for disunity. We Muslims must wake up. The entire matter lies in the hands of Allah. Inna al-arda lillah. What Nabi Musa say to Bani Israel? This earth belongs to Allah. Inna al-arda lillah. Yurithuha man yasha'u min ibadi. He will allow to inherit this earth those that are pleasing to him. Wal-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. And the final victory, the final victory. You know, the Persians defeated the Romans, and the Romans defeated the Persians, and then the Muslims defeated them both. Allah says, in the end, the final victory will be for those who have been conscious and mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us of the muttaqeen. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Ila jannatin na'im. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد في حماة الإسلام وحراس الأقيدة إلى أين يسارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتاب به العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون بنصر الله ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم صدق الله العظيم فأخوة الأفاضل إن الله سبحانه وتعالى كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا يملي للظالم حتى إذا أخذه لم يفلته وكذلك نولي الظالمين بعضهم ببعض بما كانوا يكسبون فأخوة الأفاضل نسأل الله تعالى يثبتنا في هذه الأيام ويجعلنا من المتقين لأنه سبحانه وتعالى قد وعد للمتقين في العاقبة عندما قال على لسان موسى إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء من عبادي والعاقبة للمتقين أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التواب الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ونبينا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيب نور قلب محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين وعن سائر أهلي الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابتي أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر مثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة
Yeah.
قام الله دائما دائما السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استوى اعتدل وأثابني وأثابكم الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث من عذابك نستجير أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمالنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بك يا الله أن نغتال من تحت أرجلنا اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين ومن عبادك الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين